This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
You might have heard about conjoined twins Trishna and Krishna from Bangladesh who have been separated. Well, they were recently reunited with their Bangladeshi mother. It's a good news story, and the people behind it are the Children First Foundation. Margaret Smith is the CEO. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Katrina.
What an amazing impact your work has had on these two children.
Yes, it certainly has, and it's been an amazing journey for all of us. It's been 3 years since we first heard about the twins. There was a young Sydney girl, actually. She was an ambassador that was working in Dhaka with another girl from Melbourne, and they went to work in an orphanage in the weekend, and they saw these two little girls. Danielle sent a note to asked around at the High Commission in Dhaka. They contacted Atom Rahman, who's our official representative in Bangladesh, because we've done a lot of Bangladeshi kids. So he contacted us, and there the story goes. I well remember the day opening the photograph and seeing these poor little pets.
Yeah, there's a photo in the paper today, for those who haven't seen it, of the twins when they were joined together and then of them now meeting their mother. So when did they come to Australia and when was their surgery done?
They came in November 2007 and their surgery was done in November last year.
And how are they going now, health-wise?
They're doing exceptionally well considering what they've been through. They've had about 13 major surgeries, but of course the separation was the one that got everybody's attention.
Yeah.
And Trishna's now walking and talking. Krishna's a little bit behind her because she was the little one that did all the work for her twin sister. And so she's just developmentally a little bit behind, but not mentally. You know, she's just going to take a while to catch up.
So how old are they now?
They're 3 and a half. They're going to be 4 on the 22nd of December this year.
Wow, that's the same age as my daughter. So
it's just a beautiful time. And the specialists believe that until they were actually separated, they really didn't start to develop. Mm. So that's why they're both behind, but they will catch up. I think, you know, around about 6 or 7 years of age, so they might be nearly up with regular kids.
So they've just been reunited with their mother. When did they last see their mum?
I think the girls were only about 16 weeks old when she left them at the orphanage.
How did their mother respond to seeing them so well?
Yeah, she was overwhelmed. I think anybody who's been a parent would just be, you know, you never forget a child. And, you know, it was very traumatic for her leaving those little girls at the orphanage. She had no real alternative. You're looking at a whole lot of issues that probably don't exist here in Australia. So when she saw them, it was just the most... you know, it was a miracle for her. She's seen it on television, but until you actually see them in the flesh, it's a whole different ball game.
And did the girls know that this was their mum?
Well, look, there was an instant rapport. Hmm. No, there was actually their mother. That's probably, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Because Maura's really been the main person who's been with them all this time. We have had, you know, a couple of other major people that have been in their lives. But Maura's been the one that's been giving all that care. It's been very challenging, let me tell you.
Yeah, wow. Full-on job.
24-7 sometimes with Krishna. It's on a cocktail of drugs still. And it's very challenging to get her to have regular sleeps and eat. And I think she's done a fabulous job with both of them.
Yeah, I can hear that you're at the airport and your flight's being caught. I just want to ask you before you go, what's the long-term plan for these children? Are they going to stay in Australia now or will they eventually go back to their home country, Bangladesh?
It's really too early to say that. They're going to need to be here for some years because both need more surgery.
Yeah.
They need their conditions monitored quite closely. But look, hopefully in the long term, yes, they can go back and visit. But whether they will go back there to stay permanently, look, it's all too much in the air at the moment.
Yeah, and I guess there's just a lot of work that still needs to be done, not just on the medically, but as you said, development.